Previously, a longtime guest on Community Comment got shifted to Hometown Today for around a year plus there. Now back on Community Comment, but it's my pleasure to welcome into our Daily Dodge TV studio this morning members with the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Dodge County. To my right here is Jenny Farmer, an Elder and Disability Benefit Specialist. To her right is Amanda Higgins, Elder Benefit Specialist. And then to her right is Ashley Sanborn, Disability and Benefit Specialist, again with the ADRC of Dodge County. If you have a question for our guests here on the program this morning, you can call into the show at 920-885-4446, or you can call or and text 920-887-9595. Again, the call in is 920-885-4446. If you have a question for our guests here on Community Comment today, Aging and Disability Resource Center of Dodge County. And ladies, thank you so much for coming in to Community Comment today. Thank you.
It's always nice to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Regardless of the show.
Yes. Yeah, whether it's Hometown Today or Community Comment, it's always great to hear from the folks at the ADRC of Dodge County. A lot of important stuff to get to on the program today, but it's been a couple of months, a year plus, I think, since I've hosted ADRC here on Community Comment, but I could not forget Jenny's joke of the day. We have a little bit of a bonus treat as well. So, but before we dive into some really important topics, we want to make sure we get to Jenny's joke of the month here.
Of course, this is very important stuff. Okay, so why did the bee's hair smell so sweet?
I don't know.
Because he used a honeycomb.
I'm sure we don't have a laugh track. We should get a laugh track set to go here for the joke of the month. That's a good one. I like that one. It's very appropriate here with warmer weather.
I said that yesterday.
Very timely here, so I like it. But that's not the only special treat here we have for our listeners and viewers today here on Community Comment. Jenny came prepared today. She has a second. I heard it was sort of a joke slash fact that we want to get to.
So what is the leading cause of dry skin?
I hate dry skin, so man, I should know this, but I do not.
A towel.
That's what I'm saying. It's like a bad dad trivia.
It's true.
It is true. I'm not wrong. This is true facts.
I got to put that one in my dad joke compartment to save for when my child is old enough to get some of these jokes. So I got to start writing these down so I can save them for when my kid is old enough to appreciate.
You like a dad joke book or something?
Yes. I need to have those prepared for when my kid is old enough to get those. But again, want to thank our guests here on Community Comment today with the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Dodge County. One more time, if you have a question for our guests, you can call in at 920-885-4446 if you have a question for the ADRC of Dodge County. And the first topic we want to spend our time here discussing is very, again, time sensitive here. Mm-hmm. Just coming up tomorrow, I believe, here is National Healthcare Decision Day. Excuse me. And I will hand it over to whoever wants to take the
I'll
lead here. Everybody looks at each other. Who wants to go first? Amanda, what is, what is this day and why is it so important for people to know?
So April 16th is the National Healthcare Decision Day, and it's been celebrated or at least acknowledged for quite a bit now, and it's purposely put right after tax day on purpose. So that wasn't an accident. And the reason why they chose it for the day after tax day, it's because it was chosen from a quote from Benjamin Franklin. And he says, "In the world, nothing is certain except for death and taxes." So it was very appropriate to have them both right next to each other. And really, the National Healthcare Decision Day is really just meant to have conversations with not only yourself, but your family members, close friends, if those are your support team, and really just talk about end-of-life wishes. It's very morbid. It's a very tough topic to talk about, but it's going to give you and your family some relief knowing what your decisions and wants are. So really the intention is to empower everyone to really complete their advanced directives. And advanced directives is such a big word, really just depending on what document within the advanced directive family you want to do. So if it's power of attorney for healthcare, power of attorney for finances, living will, there's a bunch of them, you know, depending on what you need and really what you want those family and friends to know about. And so also with the National Healthcare Decision Day, there is a lot of resources, especially in our state, and just events that are going on. So just some resources to share with the listeners. So the Wisconsin Advanced Care Planning and Advanced Directive information, there's a bunch of different documents and to-do forms on the Wisconsin Department of Health Services website. And then there is also an advanced care planning and advanced directive section on the GWAR website underneath the Guardianship Support Center. So GWAR is G-W-A-A-R. So if you just type that into your Google search engine, whatever, and you go to the Guardianship Support Center, there is a ton of information on there. Also on the Guardianship Support Center website, there's also some information on your path to get what you want. Advanced care planning for healthcare and financial choices. So just more information on what these documents are and what sort of information would go in each of them, because there is certain ones that needs to be activated by healthcare professionals, which is the healthcare power of attorney. And then the other one is the financial power of attorney. And it's really activated upon signature, unless you put language in there that says, I want it to be activated upon some future event, if you're incapacitated or a certain age or whatever. But the financial one is active right away. There's also a website called the Conversation Project that is good to reference. And last but not least, there is a statewide virtual or webinar called Planning Ahead. It's a whole series. The state program is 7 weeks for about an hour. They are currently in that series, but the reason why I wanted to bring it up because I am anticipating probably in the fall they'll do this again. But also we hold this in person in Dodge County. So the UW Extension Office is the holder of this program, and the ADRC has been partnering to present it. We are actually Thursday will be our third week, and it's all about end of life choices. So we talk about financial planning and just the budget piece of what it looks like now and in the future, those advanced care directives, and then later in the class, it's understanding grief and how to have those conversations. So it's really good once you kind of bundle it all together. So just wanted to throw that resource out.
Fantastic. Important information to cover. A difficult topic, like Amanda mentioned, to get into, but nonetheless, a very important conversation.
You don't have to guess then when those things happen. You can just be in the moment and grieve and remember that person and not worried about the choices that you're making on their behalf.
Certainly something you don't want to procrastinate on. You better get that done sooner than...
Even younger families.
Sure. Yeah.
The Planning Ahead class is not just for older people. Really, I think initially it was meant for younger families to just start thinking about it, but it's really appropriate for the whole lifespan.
Our guests here on Community Comment today are with the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Dodge County. Again, to my right is Jenny Farmer. Then down the row is Amanda Higgins and Ashley Sanborn. We do have to take a short break. More Community Comment is coming up next.
Inviting you to join me October 28th as we discover lovely Tuscany with Colette in the 95.3 WBEV Taste of Tuscany Tour. We'll unpack once for a leisurely seven-night hotel stay in Montecatini Terme, the famous resort and spa town. Enjoy fabulous local wines and the region's famous cuisine. Discover sprawling vineyards, medieval hill towns, and explore the cultural treasures of Florence. Explore the charming towns of Lucca, Pisa, and the Italian countryside. We'll even enjoy a chef-led Tuscan cooking class and learn how the famous pecorino cheese is made at a local farm. This and so much more. Colette handles all the details, flights, meals, hotels, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. Join me for the WBEV Taste of Tuscany trip by calling Holly at Memory Making Travel at 262-707-3342 or check out the link at dailydodge.com.
Do you want a new rug? One that looks really good? One that matches your home's decor like an area rug should.
Do you want a new rug? Then get to McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam right now during our super spectacular area rug clearance event. Hi, this is Sandy. We have more than 70 different area rugs in stock and on sale with savings of up to 75%. Choose from brand names like Capo, Syria, Cass, and Daylin. From casual to formal, traditional, transitional, or contemporary. No matter what your decorating style, we have an area rug to match and sale prices you'll love. Hurry into McKinstry's Home Furnishings, downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts for 167 years.
McKinstry's Home Furnishings, year after year, McKinstry's.
With Progressive, it's easy to reach customer service with our app, website, chat, or by phone. Because when getting help is hard, it's not help at all.
A little help. A little help over here.
Thank you for calling Bench Press Assistance.
What?
Due to excessive gym volume, all available spotters are currently lifting heavy weights off the chests of other bench pressers.
Seriously?
Please continue to hold, and we will remove the barbell from your chest in the order in which your cry for help was received.
Getting assistance should be easy. With Progressive, it is. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Find what you love and love what you find at Total Wine & More. The place to go for sipping rosés with seltzers on ice. Making margaritas with your favorite tequilas. It's warm out, let's go. Our prices are low on spirits, beer, and wine. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
These are the happenings in your community. Thank you for joining this edition of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
All right, friends, and now we are back with more Community Comment. Here's Kevin Haugen.
Well, thank you very much, and welcome back into our second segment of Community Comment today. Joining us on the program this morning are members with the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Dodge County. Introducing them again, to my right is Jenny Farmer, to her right, Amanda Higgins, and then to her right is Ashley Sanborn. If you have any questions for our guests here on Community Comment today, don't forget the phone numbers to get into the show are 920-885-4446. Or you can text 920-887-9595 if you have a question with members of the Aging and Disability Aging and Disability Resource Center of Dodge County here on Community Comment today. And in this segment, we want to focus on a really, again, another important topic that a lot of people out here in the community have questions about. Things can change so rapidly from 1 year to the next, so it's hard to kind of keep on top of this. But essentially, it's tips for managing your medical costs. And Ashley, you're the expert here on this particular topic.
I don't know if I'm the expert, but all three of us dabble in this a lot. Sure. And we've been seeing a lot of cases come through where medication costs have skyrocketed, or they didn't pay attention to open enrollment and things like that. This is the time of year that we always see all of these oopses and people are surprised by costs. So we just wanted to chat about ways to kind of manage that. First off, when you're looking at your insurance, the best thing is to understand what your out-of-pocket costs are. So there's different levels. There's deductibles, there's co-insurance, and there's co-pays, and there's a difference between each one. And so knowing if your service that you're going to get has which one and how much it's going to be. And for some people, they can plan for that because they know that they have medical treatments, like lab draws every month or whatever, but some they can't. So just knowing ahead of time, so if something happens, then you're prepared. Familiarizing yourself with your plan and the out-of-pocket costs also go into the medical services and the formularies that the pharmacy, oh my God.
The pharmacies or the providers?
Medical
providers?
No, I'm just totally screwed up here.
It's okay.
I think this is a perfect example of how complicated this particular topic is.
So each plan has their own drug coverage and pharmacy provider networks. Yeah. And so each one has a different cost, and each one covers different formulary meds, And if your plan doesn't have the same the next year, it could cost you money. Yeah. So if your omeprazole was covered this year, doesn't mean it's going to be covered next year. Mm-hmm. So we always really encourage people to check during open enrollment for if you're on Medicare. But this goes for any of your insurance. It does not matter if it's Medicare. You should be checking your formularies and making sure that your medications are covered, at least the ones you know you're on.
Mm-hmm. Ash, real quick, sorry, when you mentioned checking your formularies, is that something that somebody can do from their own home? Do they have to call in to figure out how to do that? What's the process to do
that? So, well, you can call in. All of the insurance cards usually have a customer service number on the back, and calling in and asking questions. Never hesitate to call in and ask questions. It's going to save you in the long run. It might be tedious to sit on hold for a few minutes, but getting the answers is way better than
not knowing,
emptying the checkbook.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah.
So, ensuring
we help.
Yes, we do help with that. But ensuring that your medications are covered and that the pharmacy you go to is covered, and that your doctors are in network. Those are three really big things for the cost of your medical costs that are coming up for the next year. And then all of the criteria that covers your plan, you can go through their website and it'll give you all of the criteria for your plan specifically. And we use what we call as a plan finder, and we start there, and we can get unbiased information for the Medicare plans that are Advantage plans or prescription drug plans. We do not do supplements because we're not insurance agents, and we do not get commission. We don't get any perks. We just get to help. So we're here to help, not to gain anything out of it. But we can go through all of the criteria with you and what your needs are, and then we can pick the best plan with you that meets your needs and your budget. So if things happen, though, that you're not planning for and you need to file an appeal or get a prior authorization and you're having issues, we can also assist with that. And knowing what your appeal rights are is really, really helpful because insurance denies things constantly. It's a regular thing. And so knowing what they are, they should be informing you what your appeal rights are. And if they are not, that is something we can help with as well.
But just be mindful that a lot of those appeal dates have a deadline. It's just not an open appeal where you can file the appeal mm-hmm. 6 months later. They're very time sensitive. So being very mindful of opening and reading your mail, even if you don't understand it, as long as you know you're recognizing that it might be important in some way mm-hmm. or another, then reaching out before that deadline.
And I've had people complain to me that they didn't get something in writing and that their provider just told them that it was denied. And those situations, I've always assisted with calling the insurance company and asking for it in writing what the denial is for. Mm-hmm. So then we can properly appeal.
Mm-hmm. And when it comes to the right to appeal, is it based on the situation that, you know, what, you know, they're filing for, whatever they're denied for, does that change then what they can do then in that process afterwards? And that's where you guys can kind of come in and help them navigate that process?
Yeah, I think just kind of understanding the situation and the reason for the denial, because depending on the facts of the situation, there sure. may not be merit to file an appeal. But that's mm-hmm. where we can then have those conversations with people. You know, if there isn't merit, where we would be helping, the person still has the right to file anyways. And then we would also be talking to them about alternate ways to move on from the situation. Are you going to be requesting financial assistance from the clinic, maybe setting up a payment plan, mm-hmm. looking at your new insurance for the next year? There's definitely things to set yourself up for success so you don't run into it again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think it just, again, reiterates the importance of staying on top of this. You mentioned during the break, you just took a phone call recently from somebody who had a huge jump in the price of their medications. And that's something that I'm sure you guys see, unfortunately, on a regular basis. And that's something that a lot of people aren't, you know, necessarily knowing that's coming down the road, that, you know, 1 year, you know, a medication costs, you know, $80 and the next year costs several hundred dollars. And this is where you guys can come in and kind of help navigate, well, what happened, you know, what options are afforded to them to be able to help save on some of those costs. And it's a confusing process, to say the least.
Yeah, it was a long conversation that I had with the gentleman yesterday, but, you know, trying to weed out, you know, all of the options to see which one was able to stick. And we, and sometimes all of those options just don't work. But, you know, just having that informed information on what's available sometimes gives people peace of mind. But in the case that I talked to yesterday, we were able to put a Band-Aid on it for the rest of the year. And then we'll revisit it during open enrollment. But that's, you know, something that we talk about all year long, not just during the fall. And I have been a huge advocate since being the being in this position to talk about the importance of open enrollment. I feel like I'm a broken record with talking about the importance of it, but it really matters.
Yeah. Maybe this is a good opportunity. We mentioned all the great things that you guys are able to help out members of the community with. What's the best way to get a hold of your office and reach you guys if anybody has any questions?
You can call us at 920-386-3580. You'll meet our main front desk when you call that number, and then you will initially talk to a resource specialist. The resource specialist will then kind of triage the situation. If they can help you, they'll talk to you first and kind of deal with the situation. But then if it comes to it being something that a benefit specialist needs to deal with, you'll either end up talking to Amanda, Ashley, or myself.
Great, fantastic. And I believe you guys have a page on the Dodge County website that people can visit and get links to more resources and more information from there as well.
Yes, we have. So if you go on the Dodge County website and then go to the ADRC page, and then you can click on benefit specialists. Within the benefit specialist page, there's lots of links where you can learn more about Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare. So we have a wealth of information on there. And then we also have a Facebook page, Dodge County ADRC, where not only is there information about what we do, but there's also links to other classes that come up and just other facts and information that come up around throughout the year.
Fantastic. I'm sure we'll be sure to give out that phone number and website one more time here before we depart with our guests here on Community Comment today. Again, with the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Dodge County, we do have to take another break. More Community Comment is coming up next.
Stay in the know and have WBEV be your weekday playlist. As of March 31st, WBEV presents a new way to listen. Community Comment, Hometown Today, and more are here to stay. The noon hour is home to WBEV's In the Know. All the key info of the day in 1 hour. Featuring news at the local, state, and national levels, as well as sports, ag updates, and more. After that, enjoy the playlist on WBEV. Cale Zomer supplies afternoons with hits from the 80s through the early 2000s. It's more of the same great content in a more comprehensive presentation.
Steel deals are happening now. From instant savings on select tools to free battery offers on some of our most popular battery tool sets, you can enjoy great deals and do it all with Steel. Shop online or in store at your local Steel dealer. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
Still broadcasting comfortably from the Slumberland Furniture Studio. You're listening to 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jury selection has begun at Harvey Weinstein's retrial in New York. The movie mogul's sexual assault conviction was overturned on allegations of prejudicial testimony and improper rulings. Weinstein once again pleading not guilty. There's a court hearing this afternoon on the Trump administration's resistance to a Supreme Court order to facilitate the return to the U.S. of Kilmer Arbrego Garcia, the man mistakenly sent to a prison in El Salvador. The administration says it cannot be done. However, says ABC's Terry Moran,
Arbrego Garcia's lawyer spoke with our Lindsay Davis, and he says he personally has worked with the Department of Homeland Security to bring back clients from other countries after winning their cases in court. Quote, he said, "We're not asking anybody to do anything illegal. We're asking them to follow the law."
Harvard University stripped of more than $2 billion in federal funding for refusing the Trump administration directive to ditch DEI initiatives in hiring and class offerings, as well as other things. This is ABC News.
A
award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
There is elevated fire danger across Wisconsin, including in Dodge County. According to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Wisburn site, Dodge County has very high fire danger along with Washington, Columbia, and Jefferson counties. The conditions have contributed to 63 wildfires burning approximately 135 acres over the weekend. A link to the DNR fire danger map will be available with this story at dailydodge.com. Oricon police have identified two suspects and are working toward identifying a third in a series of vehicle entries last week. Authorities say several valuable items were taken from unlocked vehicles. The entries occurred during the early morning hours last Wednesday through Friday. Anyone with information is asked to contact the police department. The Dodge County Sheriff's Office is taking part in a national effort to recognize its dispatchers. The National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week is observed during the second full week in April to acknowledge the work of communications officers. Sheriff Dale Schmidt says this week they honor the thousands of men and women who respond to emergency calls, dispatch emergency professionals and equipment, and render life-saving assistance to the world's citizens. United Way of Dodge County has announced its new CEO. Longtime Dodge County citizen Charlotte Schwark has filled the position. Schwark joins the nonprofit from Reading Corps at Dodgeland Elementary, where she served as program manager. A welcome event will be planned after an initial positioning assessment of financials, opportunities, and needs. And the city of Beaver Dam is getting grant funds from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. In total, 19 organizations will receive a share of nearly $3.2 million in small business development grants. Beaver Dam is in line for $50,000, which will be used to expand its existing downtown new business recruitment grant. The program provides $5,000 to brick-and-mortar businesses in the city for lease and mortgage payments, operating expenses, as well as building repairs and improvements. I'm Kevin Haugen, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at dailydodge.com.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Today, with daytime highs approaching 48. Winds out of the northwest, 15 to 20 miles per hour. Lows around 27. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Tomorrow, 54. Chance for showers Thursday with highs in the mid-60s. Thunderstorms likely and highs in the upper 60s on Friday. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV. Powered by Daily Dodge. Right now, 40.
Your smile says a lot about who you are. Hi, I'm Dr. Adam Forster from Columbus Family Dental. Your smile can warm a room, brighten someone's day, and make you feel unstoppable. At Columbus Family Dental, we're committed to unlocking the confidence that comes from an unforgettable grin. Family dental, orthodontics, implants, and more. We offer everything dental under one roof. Columbus Family Dental is now accepting every kind of smile. Call us today for a free, no-pressure consultation at 623-5559.
This week's FFA Student of the Week, presented by Corey Oil and Mid-State Equipment, is Beaver Dam High School's Ethan Leppel. His SAE project was Leppel's Ridgeview Farm. Ethan has participated in many activities in the FFA, including the Dodge County Fair and the Pork Chop Dinner. His favorite high school class is Large Animal and Vet Health. Congratulations to Beaver Dam High School's Ethan Leppel. He's this week's FFA Student of the Week, presented by Corey Oil and Mid-State Equipment.
Attention Horicon residents, are you craving the latest scoop on what's happening in your city? Look no further than March Talk.
Join Superintendent Rich Apple and Horicon Mayor Josh Moss as they bring you the current updates on school happenings and citywide news.
March Talk will feature special guests, news, and exclusive insights straight from the city on the marsh. Tune in every third Wednesday of the month
at 11:10 a.m. on your hometown station.
95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. March Talk, your ultimate source for all things Horicon.
Providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And we are back for more community comment. I'm Jake Hayes, and we are just about to throw it back to Kevin Haugen, but first, we want to talk about McKinstry's Home Furnishings. They are under the red awning in downtown Beaver Dam right now. A super spectacular area rug clearance event is underway. More than 70 different area rugs in stock and on sale with savings of up to 75%. Choose brand names like Capel, Surya, Kaz, and Daylin. From casual to formal, traditional, transitional, or contemporary, no matter what your decorating style is, McKinstry's has an area rug to match and sale prices you'll love. Hurry into McKinstry's Home Furnishings, downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts for 166 years. McKinstry'sHomeFurnishings.com. Now over to Kevin Haugen for more community comment.
Well, thank you very much, and welcome back into today's community comment. With us on our program this morning are members with the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Dodge County. Working our way down the row here to my right is Jenny Farmer. To her right is Amanda Higgins, and then to her right is Ashley Sanborn, again with the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Dodge County. If you have a question for our guests here on a community comment today, you can call into the program at 920-885-4446, or you can text 920-887-9595 if you have a question for the folks at the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Dodge County here on, community comment today. Spring is coming. I keep getting tickles in my throat. It's that weather. It's that time of year where your throat just does not want to cooperate with you at all. So
I
apologize for people listening that just keep getting a tickle every couple of minutes. But that's, again, the time of year that we're in right now. But we have still a lot of important information here to cover on community comment today. On this segment, want to really turn over to the Jenny segment here. She's going to be the one guiding us through some of these topics here on Community Comment. And Jenny, the first one we want to hit on is reporting a death to Social Security.
Yes. So one thing we don't often think about but is really important is when a loved one passes away, one of those steps that we have to take is reporting that death to Social Security because that death needs to be recorded. So if you are working with a funeral home, the majority of the time that funeral home will take care of that for you and they will report that death to Social Security. But in due diligence, you should be checking yourself with Social Security to make sure that was taken care of because in the long run, it is your responsibility to make sure that was taken care of. You want to report it as soon as possible by contacting the national number, which I'll give to you. That is 800-772-1213. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Or you can call your local field office. You can just look that up on Google. Or you can contact the ADRC to find out what your local office is. Here in our area, you are most likely either calling the Fond du Lac office or possibly the Waukesha office. So that's the first step that you want to do. And the reason why this is so important is because you want to make sure those benefits stop timely. Sometimes the benefits might end up coming the same month as the deceased person, or they could end up coming the months afterwards, and you have to pay those benefits back, which could end up being complicated for you, and you have enough other things to be worrying about during that time. So it's just one less thing for you to have to worry about. When you do call and report those benefits to end, you're going to need to know the person's date of birth and the date of death, and of course their Social Security number in order to report that death. It's not a very complicated thing to do, but it is a very important thing to do. If the person is receiving Medicare benefits as well, you don't need to contact Medicare. Social Security will take care of that for you.
So that's really the primary step in that process is just getting a hold of the Social Security office, reporting that. And now, is that something that only the power of attorney can do, or anybody in the family? Is there something like identification that's needed then when calling in to confirm any of this, or is that all done with the information that you mentioned that you need to have?
Anybody in the family can take care of this. Generally, there isn't an issue with false claims.
Yeah.
There have been issues in the past with things like that, and it is difficult then for people to go and straighten that out afterwards. But it is, and that's why majority of the time funeral homes are taking care of this, mm-hmm. And then you're just calling to confirm afterwards. But hopefully that's something that doesn't happen too often.
Yeah. Well, again, Jenny, what's that phone number for people to call in if they need to do this?
The main national number is 800-772-1213. Or you can call your local field office as well.
Okay, and hours here, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. is usually the window time to make those phone calls.
And you are looking at long hold times when you're calling the Social Security office, unfortunately. And my request to you is not to get too frustrated when you are on those long hold times. There is a shortage of Social Security workers. I can say in our local offices, we try to be as patient with our own workers here because they don't have that many workers. When they can't hire anybody right now. So if they lose somebody, they can't replace them. So it's not so much that they're trying to make your life difficult. They're not just sitting there eating bonbons and reading a book. they really are working very hard. They're taking thousands and thousands of calls every day. Mm-hmm. They're trying to get to you as soon as possible. So just be patient with the workers when you call. There are dropped calls. Don't call Monday morning at 7 a.m. You know, call during times that are less busy and just be as patient as you can.
Patience is the key word there when calling into the Social Security office. So, yeah, don't get too frustrated if you're on the line for
frustrated too. Don't get me wrong, but just keep calling is the only suggestion we can give to the public at this point.
Right.
With the folks from Aging and Disability Resource Center of Dodge County here on Community Comment today, I want to also highlight an event coming up here in the month of May. Jenny, what event is that taking place?
Yes, so this is Aging Advocacy Day. This will be on May 13th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., so that's Aging Advocacy Day. This is an opportunity for people to support our aging community, and you get to speak with different legislators and congressmen in our state about important hot topics in our community. Topics are typically provided for us based upon what the current asks are for our community. So that way we can all come together and talk about it together. To register for this, trying to think of the best way that I can say this.
Don't do the top one, just do...
So you can go to GWAR's website. Amanda was talking to you about GWAR before. But if you go on the GWAR website, then you can go to GWAR.org/AgingAdvocacyDays2025. Look that up and you'll come to the registration link. So when you come to that registration, it's an opportunity from different citizens. You'll come to Madison together, and then again, you'll be able to talk to, like I said, legislators and congressmen and have a collective voice together. Mm-hmm. And it makes a huge difference. Sometimes legislators and congressmen don't necessarily know what it is that we need to have taken care of. And they're not going to know unless you speak up and are heard. So it makes a huge difference. And we want you to have the opportunity to be seen and heard.
Again, that is the Aging Advocacy Day happening May 13th in Madison from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. To register, you can go to the GWAR website, GWAR.org. That's G-W-A-A-R. That's Aging Advocacy Day to get more updates and register for that event happening.
Can I just add one more piece?
Yeah, absolutely.
So in addition to having the time spots to talk with your local state representatives, because these are only state issues, they're not federal issues, so just, I guess, to clear that up too.
Yes, thank you.
But It's been a couple years since I've been to the in-person event, but there is like an hour or two of training. So there's a lot of people that might have anxiety of talking to the legislatures and, you know, how to present themselves and, you know, what short stories do you talk about? Because you only get a certain amount of time talking with those individual people. So there's training at the very beginning. And then there's lunch that's provided. And then I think from 1 to 3 is where you have like a time slot that you're signed up for with that legislature. So it's not, you know, 10 to 3 that you're ongoing the entire time. You're at the Capitol for the entire time, which is a really cool just experience in and itself. And then everybody who's there specifically for Aging Advocacy Day, they want a group picture. So they like to go out on the steps and it's just a massive picture that's taken, which is really cool. And then you get this yellow sash that says Aging Advocacy Day. So you have more as a representation when you're walking around the Capitol. It's a really cool event.
Fantastic. So if you haven't, sounds like if you haven't done it, it's worthwhile to be a part of this class happening May 13th in the Capitol of Madison there at from 10 to 3 p.m. We do have to take a short break. We're with members of the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Dodge County. More community comment is coming up next.
Hey, this is Wade Bates, and I'm inviting you to join me October 28th as we discover lovely Tuscany with Colette in the 95.3 WBEV Taste of Tuscany Tour. We'll unpack once for a leisurely 7-night hotel stay in Montecatini Terme, the famous resort and spa town. Enjoy fabulous local wines and the region's famous cuisine. Discover sprawling vineyards, medieval hill towns, and explore the cultural treasures of Florence. Explore the charming towns of Lucca, Pisa, and the Italian countryside. We'll even enjoy a chef-led Tuscan cooking class and learn how the famous pecorino cheese is made at a local farm. This and so much more. Colette handles all the details, flights, meals, hotels, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. Join me for the WBEV Taste of Tuscany trip by calling Holly at Memory Making Travel at 262-707-3342 or check out the link at dailydodge.com.
Breathe easier with JB Mechanical's air quality solutions. Say goodbye to dust mites, pet dander, and pollutants in your home. JB Mechanical's team of experts will assess your home's needs and recommend the best solutions to ensure the air you breathe is healthy and safe. A properly designed, installed, and maintained HVAC system can improve your air quality. Poorly done? It can spread dust, allergens, and bacteria. Invest in your comfort today and give JB Mechanical a call. Online at jbmechllc.com, your proud trained dealer.
The pulse of the Milwaukee Bucks, straight from a Bucks legend.
Can't get it off. Marcus Johnson will, though. Can't leave him alone for a call.
Tap into Hear District with Marcus Johnson on Bucks Plus. Marcus and his son Chris offer a weekly beat on Bucks basketball. Get your questions answered and hear from the biggest names in basketball. Find Hear District with Marcus Johnson at bucks.com/plus on the Bucks app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And we are back with more Community Comment. Here is Kevin Haugen.
Well, thank you very much, and welcome back into our fourth and final segment of Community Comment. Today, we're joined with members from the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Dodge County. With us on the program are Jenny Farmer, Amanda Higgins, and Ashley Sanborn. If you have a question for our guests on Community Comment today, you can call into the show at 920-885-4446. We do have a caller waiting on line one. Let's head to the phones and say welcome to Community Comment.
Repeating something that's already been explained. If it is, let me know. But I recently learned that you folks are offering some programs throughout the year for those that are going to be taking Medicare in the future, and I wonder if you can briefly describe what that class is. I think they said they're 3 hours long.
You're so funny. That was going to be the next
topic.
Great. I can listen. Segue. The only quick question I have, and I'll listen to the rest, is versus if I went to a private insurance company where they may get a commission, I take it not.
Oh, I think your phone cut out.
Oh, yeah, if you're still on the line, could you repeat that last part, sir?
And I'm double-checking that versus a private insurance company, you do not receive a commission on
correct.
The referrals, correct?
Correct.
Good, I'll listen to the rest. Thank you.
So we do teach Medicare classes for anyone who is new to Medicare or needs a refresher or just doesn't understand how it works, because it's complicated. There's multiple pieces to Medicare. And we do monthly through the first 10 months of the year. And then we do not teach class in November or December because of open enrollment. It's just too crazy of a time. Yeah. So we're still doing Medicare stuff, just not class. But we have a class on Monday coming up that is at 4 p.m. And I think we might be full. It's our evening class.
It's real close.
It is really close. So if you're in desperate need, you can call and check, but I'm not sure that it...
The class size is so big, or the room size is only so big.
Okay.
So we're just trying to be mindful of...
But we do have a class in May on the 20th at 1 p.m. That's a Tuesday, and they are around... So they vary from 2 to 2.5 hours typically. We have had them go longer because people ask really good questions and we get into conversation and learning more. But typically it's between 2 and 2.5. We do take a break midway, though, because it's a lot of information. And we give you an entire folder that's like a toolbox mm-hmm. to take home of Medicare information.
And so, each class is the same. I've had that. I've had people just ask me that if they're different information that's talked about.
Sure.
Each class is exactly the same, but we've had people that have came to our class 2-3 times just to rehear the information, because mm-hmm. I usually tell people it's like a foreign language. Mm-hmm. You know, just talking about all of these terminologies, premium, deductible, then your head starts to spin and you just need to hear it again.
Yeah.
I always tease that there won't be a quiz at the end of the class.
Yeah, for sure. But we are unbiased. We don't suggest or give any sort of opinions on this side. It's just the factual information. Depending, I think, how those private insurance companies market their class, they have to give unbiased information or just factual stuff, depending on if they're setting it up as educational versus marketing. So that's a huge piece that Medicare has been really trying to separate. If it's educational, then the presenter has to send in their entire script to CMS for approval. So I think it's just depending on how they advertise the class, if it's set up for marketing or education.
Great. And so you mentioned you have a class that's coming up next Monday, mm-hmm. But it sounds like that one is close to getting full.
Real close.
Be right on that cusp there. So if that one does get filled up here in the next couple of days and you still want to get to this class, the next one is May 20th at 1 p.m. And where can people go to find out more, and where are these classes held? And
so to register for class, you would call the ADRC at 920-386-3580. And you would ask to sign up for a class, and they'll go through what the schedule is with you and the times, and you can pick which month you want to sign up for. And then the class is held at the Henry Dodge Building, so the Human Services Building. It's the old Clearview nursing home, and you go through the back entrance is what it looks like. But it's not. It's the front entrance. It's just not facing the road.
Okay.
So it's the back side of the building when you're coming up to the building, but it's the front entrance. And we're on the first floor, and there are signs. I have really big signs that I literally make a pathway to the classroom so you can't miss it.
Yeah. For sure.
So you have it labeled out so it's easy for people to find and get to. Again, if people want to find out more or register, they can call the ADRC of Dodge County. That phone number is 920-386-3580. 3580 to get more information. And then I think you mentioned, Ashley, that you hold classes up until the fall, November, December window of time. So you have one here in June as well. Already got that date set here on the calendar. When that one? When is that one taking place?
June 26th. It's a Thursday, and that one's a morning class. We try and give different time frames so we can meet everyone's needs. So it's 9 a.m. and the same location at the Human Services Building on the first floor. We will do it every month. And if you want future dates, it is on our website. When you call in to register, you can ask if there are other dates that are more available. They're posted all over the place. I actually think that it's even on the Daily Dodge website.
I think you are correct. Well, I'm pretty certain. It don't hold me to that, but I feel like we do have those listed on our website for people who are interested in being a part of the Medicare Basics and Beyond class. And you mentioned they get a packet full of important information. Yeah. It really sounds like that is such an important tool for those who there's a lot of information being shared at these meetings, a lot to digest, but I'm sure that paperwork helps people be able to navigate those things once they go home and be able to digest
them. We've even color-coded it. So, like, later, if people have questions about supplements, then we can tell them to take out the orange sheets of paper. So I feel like it's very compartmentalized. Did I say that word right?
Mm-hmm. Sounds right.
Just to, you know, get people's brains switching from one topic to the next, because it really is that confusing.
Yeah, and you mentioned, Amanda, that people can come back. If they've been to one, they can return to the following
Absolutely.
Month and be a part of as many as they want to be able to fully get all the information and digest it and be able to understand everything and ask questions that maybe they weren't able to think of in the first time they were there, and they can have a month to sit on this information and come back and be a part of that meeting.
We even do one-on-one appointments afterwards. Was that what you were going
to
say?
Well, no, I just don't want you to feel discouraged with it sounding too complicated, though. we really do break it down. We go through slide by slide. And we have all the notes written down on a PowerPoint for you, so we really do simplify it for you. So we are giving you a lot of information, but we have it simplified for you. And
that everything is right there.
For,
you don't have to, like, be crazy and write down notes.
Right.
It's not like you're in college
notes
class
like
where you're jotting notes down left and right.
This isn't a college seminar. Yeah. We are making this as simplified for you as you can. We just want you to feel comfortable in the class. We have it very open where you can ask questions freely during the entire time. So come join us for this class.
Fantastic. Again, for more information or to register, you can call the ADRC of Dodge County, 920-386-3580 for more information. But we are just about out of time here on Community Comment today. I want to thank our guests for joining the program. With us here on the on Community Comment is Jenny Farmer, Amanda Higgins, and Ashley Sanborn. Thank you, ladies, so much for coming on Community Comment today.
Thanks for having us.
And that will do it for today's Community Comment.
A game without a crowd is